This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
Hello, I'd like to welcome you to paradise, where everyone is riding on a satellite, sending signals, praying for miracles. We should have seen this coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very special Ace of Space edition of the BCP. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the show. Ahead of his appearance, it's going to be tomorrow night at WrestlePro Presents Violence Times Day in Rahway, New Jersey. Tickets are still available now and streaming live exclusively on the Premier Streaming Network. It's going to be at 8 p.m. EST tomorrow. He is your current, reigning, and defending WrestlePro interim gold champion, our good friend, Mr. LSG. What's up, bro? Applause track. How are you, man?
What's up, man? You know, first and foremost, I don't believe in interim. So listen up, whoever was watching this. I am the WrestlePro gold champion. I'm the one that's defending the belt. I'm the one taking it to Alaska, defending it over there. I'm the one that's going to be here at Violence Times Day, defending against TJ Crawford and defending it again and again and again and again. I'm the champion. I'm not an interim champion. I am the champion.
And I love that. That was actually on my list of questions here. Let's get into it. Let's start with this one, man. I like where you're coming from. I'm personally not a fan of the interim. I'm not a fan of the asterisks next to champions, especially active champions who are traveling, who are putting in the work, putting in the miles, defending night in, night out. Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe the situation began with Dion. He had injuries, get well. Dion, I think he's on his way back. You know, Bowen's obviously getting signed. It was kind of a little back and forth. Now you are the guy. And you're saying you don't feel that that asterisk should be there. I personally agree. I am not a fan of the asterisks. You are currently on the road. You are currently working. You are currently defending. You feel that you are the rightful, straight-up WrestlePro gold champion.
Absolutely. So, you know, Dion Roosman, I love the guy. He's a fantastic wrestler, great athlete. Unfortunately, he got hurt, and I do hope that he's coming back soon. But at the same time, wrestling has a next-man-up mentality. So one guy's out, next guy's up. And to me, if I'm not just filling a gap, I'm leading the charge. I'm the one that's main eventing tomorrow. When I wear the title around, like, I take pride in that. I'm the WrestlePro champion. I don't go around telling people I'm the interim champion. I'm not the in-between champion. I'm the champion. If anyone wants to face me for it and win it, they have to beat me. If Dion wants to be the champion again, he's going to have to face me again in a title match. So I don't like the term and I don't agree with it. And then I refuse to say that I'm interim champion.
I'm right there with you, man. I'm reading what's on the card, but I will agree with you, man. I'm never a fan of the asterisks next to it. I feel even in national products, it hasn't really carried over as well. That being said, we see it a lot in the MMA. So I appreciate you speaking that way. I mean, I agree with you. I think it's rightfully deserved. I don't want to bury the lead here, LSG. We got to talk about your opponent tomorrow night, someone you know very well, TJ Crawford, who's back better than ever. He's been getting them gains. He's rocking that scruff a little bit. TJ, friend of the show years ago, a story of the year winner many years ago with Casey Catal. This guy's good, man. You've taken on the Moffs of the world. You've taken on some great challengers. What are your thoughts? And this is the backstage interviewer in me, but what are your thoughts going into the likes, you know, in a match against the likes of a TJ Crawford?
So I met TJ back in 2017, and, you know, it was actually my first ever WrestlePro event. It was at a fall festival in my hometown, and I teamed with him. I didn't really know him that well. I knew him from training a little bit, but he was one of the first guys that really, like, made me feel comfortable at WrestlePro because I was an outsider. And since then, you know, he's gone on to do some great things. He moved away out of Jersey. So he's up in New England now doing this thing. But just to see, like, his growth from where he was as one of the beach bums, and, like, to now he's the Silver Sniper, he's he's doing some great things. He's having some awesome matches and bangers left and right with all kinds of people in New England. It's just cool to see like where we first started at WrestlePro and like how our journeys have come to this. Like, you know, it's cool if I told them, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, hey, we would be the main event Rawway one day, I'd be like, whoa, that's awesome. Like, we're doing the right thing. So, you know, I am really proud of him, especially because he had another injury too. Like, he was injured just a
long time.
Yeah. So for him to come back and be better than ever, he's getting in great shape. He's got a cool look to him. You know, he's firing also on all cylinders right now. So I'm
excited. It's a very well-deserved opportunity. We know TJ, we've seen him here in Jersey. I think he was in Chicago for a little bit. Now you're saying New England area. So he's also putting in the miles, to your point earlier. Do the feelings kind of go away when the bell rings, when you guys are between the ropes? Is it just the feelings go off? Do you take the emotion out of it and you just fight, do what needed to be done to retain?
Yeah, you know, going into it, I'm all about having an honorable fight. But once the bell rings, that's it. You know, it's business. We just wrestled in Chicago in front of his, you know, hometown, in front of his family. I think it was the first time he had wrestled in Chicago. So that was a really emotional night for the both of us, especially for him. And that night he earned a shot. I told him I would give him a title shot one day. And now it's coming here, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and I know, just I always like to psychoanalyze you guys, and I know that if he did walk out of there, I'm not doubting your abilities at all, but I just know he's hungry. I know he's emotional, and I think coming back from an injury like that, what that would mean to him. So I wish both you gentlemen good luck tomorrow night, guys. PSN Network, make sure you guys are watching 8 p.m. EST exclusively. We got WrestlePro, best name pay-per-view, by the way, Valentine's Day, LSG, our main event, man. It's great. Got to ask you this one, man. Someone I know very well. I've worked with backstage many times. I'm still feeling a little bruised up from working with this guy. The monster, Dominican Destroyer himself, Vargas, who in multiple companies has essentially received that tap on the shoulder to be the guy on deck. We've seen him win the Battle Royal. I think he has a medallion now for WrestlePro. In other companies as well, he's won Battle Royals. He's the next man up. Are you looking over your shoulder? I mean, you've been around Vargas for a long time. I mean, he's a good Uber in Alaska. I know that. But when he's in the ring, he's a different guy. He's a little bit scary, man. He's on another level right now.
Yeah, you know, I do see him tripping away on social media, talking about destroying people and taking souls and all that. So I do know that he's got my championship in sight. He's got the medallion. So he's hungry. He's had it for quite a while. So I'm assuming he's going to try to do something with it soon. If not, he's pretty dumb. But that's okay. I mean, I'm ready for anything. My first ever match in Rawway was against him.
Really?
I had for WrestlePro. We were the pre-show back in the day. This is like 2017, 2018. It was my first time at WrestlePro, and I was like in front of the Rawway crowd. And I remember thinking like, oh man, I got to prove to these people that I'm good. Like at the time I was doing Ring of Honor and doing all this stuff, but I was like, this is a new crowd. This is, you know, new roster guys. I got to prove myself. So He was my first opponent, and I beat him. So that I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. So if we wrestle again, I'm going to beat him again.
Yeah, from someone who works very closely with him, and I am not an in-ring competitor by any means. Keep your head on a swivel, bro. I'm just going to say that, man. No fear, this guy. I respect it, LSG. Got to ask you this, man. We talked about it off air. Your match with Danny Moff at WrestlePro 100 was one of our top contenders for match of the year. Very well deserved. I watched it live when it streamed. I think now it's exclusive again on PSN, Premier Streaming Network. Shameless plug. Great match, dude. Taking on the likes of Danny Moff, someone you know very, very well. Tell us your feelings on that match. And then I also want to talk about the aftermath with your brother. We'll talk about that too. But what your thoughts on that match? I thought it was amazing.
Well, Moff and I have an interesting history because when I first started wrestling, I remember going to a school, another school, and he was there training with one of our guys. And he was just the one that everyone was scared of. You did not want to piss him off. You didn't want to hear him scream. You didn't want to hear him yell. You know, he's like the big boss, the final boss.
Yeah.
So you know, you fast forward to now, and I've gone on trips with this guy. I've been on the road with him. I've spent holidays with this guy. So, you know, we're tight outside of wrestling. And just to get a chance to wrestle him one-on-one, this is the second time because I wrestled him in Brooklyn and then wrestled him in Rawway. It really pushes you to the limit. You know, if you think you're going in there and it's going to be a cakewalk, like you're out of your mind. this guy, he's been doing it forever, but he's still hungry. He's still motivated. He's still a damn beast in the ring. He is the Bayonne Badass. Like, that's what he really is, that name. Like, he lives up to that nickname. So every time you get in the ring with him, you have to be prepared. And that match for me was huge, because it not only was like against Moff, but it was in front of the Rawway crowd. So that crowd loves him no matter what. This guy could punch a baby and the crowd would love him. So it's a fact. So you're already up against the wall there. And then just the match itself was brutal, physical. But I think I finally got to show him, like, hey, I'm not the kid that you met, you know, 9, 10 years ago in a little wrestling gym in Union City. I'm the ace of space. I'm the champion. I'm LSG. I'm a grown ass man.
I think after that, Matt, I mean, things kind of played out not the way we would have wanted, but after that match, I really did feel in some form or fashion, you did earn his respect. And maybe it, you know, he was not happy about losing. If I remember correctly, I feel like and I like your brother a lot, man. We'll talk about that a little bit. I felt he may have got involved a little too much, hung out in the ring a little bit too much after the celebration, man. It didn't end well for him, man. Your thoughts on kind of what happened after that one? Obviously, you have your eye against TJ Crawford coming up tomorrow night. But, you know, I think your brother is taking on Moff tomorrow as well.
Yes, he is. First of all, I'm not going to put blame on my brother. My brother looks up to Moff too, just like I did. My brother's been watching Dan Moff wrestle since he was a kid, just like I was. And we thought that was a great moment, a passing of the torch, kind of like a signal that, hey, look, the St. Giovanni brothers are the future. They're doing great things. I'm proud of them. And I thought he would do the right thing and, you know, respect us for the work we're putting in. And he did the complete opposite. So that's why I'm having a really difficult time with, you know, like I said, I was very close with him outside of wrestling, and then to see what he did to my brother, that just dude, if you want to hit me, go ahead, go for it. I'm not scared of anybody, but when you put your hands on my family, when you hit my brother from behind without him knowing, you're just a coward, and frankly, you're just a bitch to me. And wow. I don't respect you. So tomorrow my brother's gonna get a chance to face him, and my brother's been training his ass off. He's kicking ass with me. We've been tagging here and there. The kid never misses practice, never misses training. Especially along with the other academy guys, they're killing it right now. So my brother, you know, it's a big test for him, but I believe in him, and I know he's pissed. So he's just as pissed as I am, and I look forward to that match.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is his legit. This ain't an Undertaker Kane situation. This is his legit little brother, I believe, man. Does that take away from your focus going into your title match, man? Because I can tell it hits you on an emotional level, man. I know we talked about the bell ringing, but just in terms of your prep, physically, emotionally, mentally, are you going to be watching that match too?
Yeah. I definitely will be watching. I don't know if he wants me ringside or not. He might want to take this one on his own. I'm going to talk to him tonight about it probably. You know, something we have to discuss, because with Moff, everything's possible. So I just don't want him to feel like he's alone out there if Moff tries to pull anything. So, but I know my brother, he's a stubborn kid. He's going to want to probably do this on his own. He's going to want to prove to me and everybody else that he can handle himself and he can stand with Moff. So I am going to be watching though, no matter if it's, whether it's ringside or in the back, I'm going to be watching.
Awesome, man, and I admire you for that. Looking out for your bro as well, man. I'm not gonna lie. You know, I'm calling it down the middle here. To all personal feelings aside, I feel he might be for a world of hurt. You've been in the ring with Moff. We'll see how that plays out. And that being said, great kid. I've only seen him a few times. Great pro. We pop for the moon shot. Great kid. How proud are you, little bro, man? He's great.
I love it. So like he wanted to get into wrestling a long time ago, and it didn't pan out because timing was just bad. He actually was an actor, so he got into the acting world. He was touring with the National Deaf Theater Tour because he's a hearing actor, and he's part of the National Deaf Theater.
Oh wow, so, amazing!
Cool thing. So he's been traveling too, just like I am, just in a different performance art. But now the time is perfect. The time is right. He's ready to go. I love seeing him wrestle. I love seeing him do promos. The kid's got the gift of gab, and as soon as he speaks, he's got everyone's attention. So moonshot, you know, he's the real deal. I'm excited for this year. 2023 is gonna be awesome for him.
I can see it on your face how proud you are of him, and that's amazing to see. I pop every time he does the moonshot, but even when I see him do the promos, like a lot of times I see guys doing promos, and I'm like, you know, it's like, I'm a wrestler, and now I'm doing a promo. With him, like, it's probably from the acting. He's in, man. Amazing promo. Great kid. Also got to talk about the Ace of Space Academy with our guy, Kaka. We got Gil, who's amazing. GKM, how proud are you of the Ace of Space Academy? And you guys had some fun videos out there, too. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's been really fun so far. So I've always had this idea of having a faction or a group of my own. This was back in 2019. I was at Ring of Honor, and I was wrestling in Michigan when I was in my tag team Coast to Coast, and we tagged against a couple of the LA Dojo, the Young Lions.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow!
And Shibata was there. Shibata-san was there with the two Young Lions, and I remember feeling like, man, that'd be so cool one day if I could lead some young wrestlers, and we could go on these trips, go on these journeys, and I could teach them and we could team together and do all this. It was always like a vision I had. And now that I'm one of the Creative Pro New Jersey coaches, it kind of all fell into place. My brother joined the school. Gil came back from GKM came back from his surgery. He had a surgery as well. And now our fourth member, big Colton Charles, they all just, we're all in the same place at the same time. And it was just, the timing was right. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to pull the trigger on this. I want to create this group. I believe in these three guys. I think they're super talented in the ring. They're charismatic. They can talk. I just think they have so much potential, and they're already doing great things. Like, you know, I just did a trip with the big guy, Colton, and my brother. And, you know, I'm just really excited to see what's going to happen. They're going to be on the road with me a lot this year. Of course, Gil GKM is killing it right now. He's all over the place. The kid is busy as hell.
Yeah.
He's doing great. He's already winning championships in multiple companies. So I'm super proud of him. I'm super proud that he's wearing a teal jacket. And this is just the beginning, man. This is really just the beginning.
That's my guy, and very well said, man. And the thing I like about you WrestlePro guys, I think you started out Monster Factory and now, you know, Wrestle. And I like the people that kind of go around and train different places. Now you are a trainer at WrestlePro, Creative Pro, which is amazing to see, man. I feel like there's like a, and I hate using this word in the independence. I feel like it's so cliche, but there really is a family vibe, man. I see people that come out of WrestlePro, which in my mind is arguably one of the top, if not independents here in the Northeast. You guys are killing it. And the last, we'll talk about that too, man. But do you feel that sense of like, not even just family, but pride in being involved with WrestlePro? Because I feel like you guys are trained a certain way. You're very respectful. Your psychology is on point, man. Do you kind of get what I'm talking about? Because I'm not a part of that, but I'm on the outside looking in. I'm close with a lot of y'all, and it's just an amazing. So many great products coming out of Creative Pro, man. You should be very proud.
Yeah, I think it's just a really great collection of people that are involved with WrestlePro and Creative Pro in general, especially both schools. You know, if you've got, I'll mention them first. I'm not really associated too much with the New York location, but like, look who's leading the charge there. You have Brian Myers and Pat and the people that came through there are so talented. And like, I think people just realize that school breeds success. And then you see New Jersey, you've got guys like myself. I've been a Ring of Honor. Donovan, who's been all over the place. He's got a ton of experience. Kevin Matthews has been all over Impact. This guy's wrestled in India of all places. And by the way, happy birthday, Kevin.
Happy birthday, KM. Yeah, shout out.
And of course, Pat, who wasn't working with WWE, now he's with AEW. So it's like every night there's going to be somebody offering something new, something wealthy. And I just feel like I want to bring the experience I had with Ring of Honor to the table, and even the experience I have with, you know, traveling overseas. I've been wrestling for almost 12 years now, so I feel like there's stuff I want to share. Donovan's been almost 20 years now. Kevin, yeah, like 20 years. So this is a wealth of knowledge there. And I hope kids who join the school and the ones who are currently there like really appreciate this, because man, there's so many schools across the country that just don't have the leadership. They don't have real trainers. They don't have people with real experience. They've just got a ring and a guy that just wrestled once a month and he's a veteran now.
It's fair.
You know, it's easy to take it for granted around here, but man, when you look back, it's like, wow, Creator Pro has really done some wonderful things in the world of wrestling. So I'm proud to be part of the group, and I'm proud to like share what I know with the kids.
As you should be, man. A trainer, the champ representing the company, man. And I saw you in that hot tub in Alaska with the gold. This guy's living his best life right now, man. King of the castle over there, man. But what does it mean to you to be, and not to be cliche here, but to be the champion, essentially the face of WrestlePro, arguably one of the biggest, most successful independent companies today, man. I love going to WrestlePro shows, man, and I love to see you killing it, bro.
To me, there's a deeper significance. A lot of people know I was not a WrestlePro guy. I was not a Creator Pro original. I came from a different school. It took me a long time to integrate myself into WrestlePro and like really, like I told you, I was already doing Ring of Honor TV matches with the Young Bucks. And when I joined WrestlePro, you're starting from scratch. Every place is, sometimes that's how it is. You're starting from scratch from the bottom. I had to work myself from the bottom, from pre-show all the way to tonight or tomorrow night when I'm main event. You don't see a lot of the outsiders getting those opportunities or like really proving themselves. A lot of guys would probably give up at some point. They'd say, oh, well, I'm not one of the Creator Pro guys, so I'm probably never going to make it that far. But I would not take no for an answer. And I kept pushing and pushing and pushing, making myself, a commodity there. And I feel like now I am WrestlePro. I am a WrestlePro guy through and through, you know, even though I was originally trained at Monster Factory. Right now I am a WrestlePro guy. I believe in it. I believe in the students. I believe in the product, and I want more people to see it. I've got, you know, I'm growing a fan base overseas now. I have my fan base from Ring of Honor. I want to bring those eyes to WrestlePro. And I've been saying it, hey, you know, I'm going back to Germany soon. I want to bring the WrestlePro Championship there. I want to make it a world championship. That's the goal.
I love that. And I love when guys do that. They legitimize it, man. I could see the pride you have in it. And I did have it on the paper. You were training in Germany before? You had been there before, right?
Yeah. So I've been there for two tours already. In 2018, I went for 2 months with my old tag partner. We trained with Timothy Thatcher and Alexander James, who works now for the PC and WWE. But then we would also get to do guest coaching with a lot of the intermediate and beginner kids. So that was a really good experience, as well as traveling and wrestling. Now you fast forward to 2022, and I went there this last summer. It was a huge deal for me to go by myself to prove that I can do it on my own. So I wrestled. And I coached as well as one of the guest coaches. And now we're going to return in May and do the same thing. So I'm just kind of like planting seeds all over the place and just trying to spread my wealth of knowledge that I have, you know, the little that I do have. And I also I'm still learning, man. You always learn. So I love going over there and learning from those guys.
Amazing.
I wrestled the Axeman.
Oh, really?
Alexander Wolf when I was there last time. And I was like mind blown. It's like, you get to wrestle with somebody of that caliber and like, it just makes you even better. And there's stuff I'm going to take from that match that I'll have forever.
Perfect segue, man. It's like you've done this before, man. And that's so cool to hear. You're going to be going back to Alaska. You are the world champion, which is so cool. I love talking to you guys about Alaska, but I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, and this is the thing I love about my favorite word, opportunity, here in the independents. We see a lot of that AEW talent coming in. You are taking on, correct me if I'm wrong, Big Wheels Wheeler Yuta coming up in Alaska. Your thoughts on that one, bro?
I'm excited. It's funny. You know, I see Wheeler pretty often and I've known him for years, and I never thought our first encounter in a ring would be in Alaska, of all places. Like, why not New Jersey? Why not Philadelphia or something like that? But whatever. Hey, man, I love going to Alaska. Every time I've gone has been a great experience. And this is probably the biggest one-on-one match I've had in Alaska, besides the stuff with Sean Donovan, because of the magnitude of it. You know, who knows who's watching that match? You've got an AEW talent in the ring. Not only is that a great match for the both of us, but it's also more eyes on me. And as WrestlePro champion, that's what I want. I want more eyes on me. I want to expose the product to more people. And if that means beating up an AEW talent to do that, then I will.
I mean, you certainly get those opportunities. We're seeing the likes of Kip Sabian coming through quite frequently. I think Big Will Hobbs is coming through, a powerhouse coming through tomorrow. Brian Myers, we see there a lot, man. There's a lot of opportunity, man. You're no stranger to a lot of these guys. I got to ask you this one, LSG, man, cliche question here, man, but you've worked with so many of the great talents and the independents, so many great talents from AEW all over the world on the national stage, man. Who's someone you want to work with on the indies that maybe you haven't yet, or you haven't finished that story with yet, and who's someone on that national level that we see every week on our televisions that you'd want to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think this could be, I think there's one guy that I could answer all those questions with. And that is Jay Lethal. I wrestled him in a pure rules match at Ring of Honor with no fans there in the bubble.
Yes.
And that's one of my proudest matches I've ever had. I love that match. A lot of people said I should have won. It came down to a judge's decision because we went to the 15-minute time limit, and I think I had him. But it's all right; it happens. But I want that match to happen again on the independents or an AEW. I don't care, Ring of Honor. I want that match again, but I want people to see it. I want people to be there live to experience it. That's a guy I've been watching since I was 14 years old. He's right from Elizabeth, New Jersey, right down the road from Edison, where I grew up. He had similar backgrounds, and just seeing him make his way up and become the star that he is now, it's awesome. And I want to prove myself to the world against him again.
Love it. Very, very well said. I actually had Jay Lethal on the paper too. I think is he going to be there tomorrow night as well? I think Jay Lethal. That's right. Oh, it's going to be good, guys. We got Jay Lethal. This is going to be an amazing show tomorrow night.
Wrestling history.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, that's right. I want to be respectful of your time, LSG, but real quick, you are a New Jersey guy, born and raised?
Yep. Well, I was not born. I was born in Germany.
Oh, really? Did not know that. Legit.
Yeah, I was legit born in Germany.
No kidding, man. But you've lived in New Jersey for a very long time, I take it.
Yes. So I went from Germany to New York and then New Jersey. But I've been in Jersey like my whole life.
All right, real quick, I'm going to give you, we always do this with our New Jersey people, Jersey rapid fire test. You ready, bro?
Yep, bring it on.
Pork roll or Taylor ham?
Pork roll.
My man, yes. I knew I liked it. It's pork
Taylor
roll.
Taylor ham is a brand.
Thank you. It says it on the thing. Thank you, my man. Bruce or Bon Jovi?
Bon Jovi.
Yeah, he usually wins. I like them both, but you know why?
I'm just biased because I hung out with him once.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah,
when he was one of the owners for the Philadelphia Soul, I hung out with him in the VIP suite with him.
That's awesome, man. Maybe he could play you to the ring one time. There you go, man. Yeah. Favorite Jersey diner? You have like a spot?
Oh, man, Edison Diner is pretty top notch. That's a good one. That's the one I grew up going to. That's right before you get to New Brunswick, right on.
Yeah, man, I know. I used to work in Edison. I know the spots, bro. And last one for the Jersey rapid fire, man. You got a pizza spot, man. We always write down the pizza spots.
Oh man, I got a few. Okay, so the one I loved when I was in college at Rutgers was Giovanelli's.
Oh, you're a Rutgers guy. Me too. No way. Okay, I'm a lot older, but yeah.
Okay, yeah, Giovanelli's on East Nav. Love that place. I spent many. Nights. I'm not going to get into all that.
Yeah. Late nights. Yeah.
A lot of late nights, getting my head straight, eating that pizza. And then, I was living in Rahway for a long time, and there's a couple of spots that I love. Nancy's Townhouse. That's a great one. That's actually right down the street from the rec center. So anyone who goes to Russell Pershaw, just go check that out. And then Linwood Tap House in Linden, right by the Linden train station. Fantastic pizza. Oh my God. So good.
Good to know, man.
Yeah, those are my recommendations right there.
That's awesome, man. And if you're a Rutgers guy, you know the grease trucks used to be there when I was there. Now they got the Are You Hungry?
Hey, it's still good. Oh, I still walk in there, the guy still sees me. He says, hey, boss, what do you want?
He knows. And they taste exactly. Dude, I graduated 2006. They taste exactly the same, man. It's wild.
I'm a big Fat Sam guy.
Yeah, dude, the deal, man. Fat Mojo or Fat Daryl for me, but so good. Oh. Anyway, shameless promo. Last one for me, LSG. Thank you for making the time. I very much appreciate it, man. I associate you very much with WrestlePro. You are the top guy there right now. I associate you very much with ROH, man. You have gotten so many opportunities. I see you on AEW television a lot, man. It's very cool to see. You know, you can give the cliche answer. Do you want to open a school? Do you want to travel the world more? Do you want to sign a contract for a certain company? What are the goals going forward?
You hit all three round nail on the head. Definitely, I would love to sign a contract and, you know, work for one of the major organizations in the world, whether it's New Japan, Impact, or Ring of Honor, WWE, doesn't matter. AW. That's definitely on the bucket list. It's something I'm in full pursuit of right now. Travel the world. That's definitely a goal, and it's happening. You know what I mean? I'm going to be making some cool debuts this year in different countries. I can't get into all that yet. And opening a school is an absolute dream of mine. I've been telling people that for a while. I really love coaching. I love working with the kids. And I think, you know, winning championships and doing cool things like on my own career is fun. And it's rewarding. But what's really rewarding is seeing kids that you work day in and day out with. You see them on the road or getting matches and excelling and figuring, like when that light bulb hits and you see one of your students like have a good match or get an opportunity, it makes you feel really proud.
Yeah.
So I love seeing that. I love working with the kids, like, you know, and, you know, I came from a sports background. So I was always around, like, you know, a team, and I had coaches that I liked and disliked. So I always wanted to learn from them and be the best coach possible. And I would love to open a school one day.
That's awesome, man. That's what it's all about, man. LSG, thank you for your time, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, again, tomorrow night, WrestlePro is going to be in Rahway. Tickets are still available online. You can get them or at the door. And guys, watch on the Premier Streaming Network, 8 p.m. EST exclusively. We got WrestlePro, Violence Times Day, the main event right here, the man, the myth, the legend, LSG. Thank you for making the time, bro, and continued success moving forward. Thank you, LSG.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, bro. And guys, like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive. Take care of each other. We out. Peace.
Hello. I'd like to welcome you to paradise. Where